So we pick up, welcome back. We pick up in the first pack of Mishnah's show. We had seen last time. I'm sorry about that. Sorry, we had a temporary break in the connection. So welcome back. Here we are on the first pack of Mishnah's Shalom. We saw last time he begins to present us with a sense of a perspective on Olam Hazeh and an appreciation of what a two-phase perspective can do for us. A person recognizes that what you see is not what you get. A person recognizes that that the ultimate goal of Bria was the joy of connection of Olam Haba, a pleasure far greater than anything we can imagine given the limit of our experiences over the course of a life in Olam Hazeh, world Olam Hazeh, which was designed by the ultimate engineer not as a place of pleasure, but as a place of challenge, and it certainly is that. Last time we saw, over the course of as Parak Aleph unfolds, in Paragraph Ches and Tes, to recognize one of the consequences of this idea that Olam Hazeh is designed by Rav Shlomo as a place of Nisayon, is to recognize that Nisayon are from all sides, so that we've been parachuted behind, we're at Sanchanim, and whichever way you go, it's going to be a challenge. There are challenges of wealth, there are challenges of poverty, there are challenges of loneliness, there are challenges of being very social, there are challenges of having particular talents that give you unique opportunities, but also challenges to use them well in our pulling. There are challenges of not having particular talents or particular resources. Each situation, each of us is put into a different, a particular situation with different effects, and they represent the unique suite of challenges and opportunities that which the Kodesh Baruch Hu presents us. And the ability, as we saw last time, in paragraph Yod, the ability to exercise self-control, to grow as a master of oneself, that to be, as the Mishnah says, truly, Mishnah Kodesh, but truly a Giba, the formation control, the current I've become and develop myself over months and years and decades as a person of increasing self-control, and that will express itself specifically in terms of mitzvahs and averus, that's going to, in doing so, I create my Olam Haba. I also saw another point, with which we closed last time, I believe, in paragraph Yud. And that is that's non-binary, not all or nothing, but kafi hashir. A Jew can be very successful in kafisha states, a Jew can be somewhat successful in kafisha states, and the fact that I have not been successful 100% does not at all devalue successes that I have had. And then we pick up here in paragraph Yud Aleph with the next step. In Tamik or the Inim, I'm sorry, if you think some more about this idea, this notion that the Tachos HaBriya overall is for us to draw close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to derive the unimaginable pleasure to draw close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that the Tachos of Olam Hazeh in particular is to enable us to get Kirekia Olam Nigger Vishu Vishadha. But I mean, it's the entire universe. Olam Hazeh was Olam Hazeh. Now he's focusing specifically on Olam Hazeh. He's created for us. He's really here for the anthropic principle. I don't know who made the Shiva Gadol. So that means something very important. It means something very weighty. Because it means that the universe is hanging in the bell. I get pulled after the world. You notice the passive voice. I'm not in charge. I'm not engaging Olam Hazeh on my terms, on a Kodesh Baruch Hu terms, but instead of just sort of passively being, if the dog is walking in, that's just sort of being drawn after after the distractions on the Mr. Haik Nibiru. In doing so, I pull further and further from the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Yehu Mestalkel. I'm lowering myself, and that we know. And I'm Hamad as in the Kalkeha Olam Mimo.
I'm lowering the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well.
I'm taking the world down with me. I'm spiritually degrading, not only myself, I'm degrading the universe by making poor choices. Because, after all, the purpose of everything around me was to enable me to grow spiritually, to grow close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But I'm abusing it. If I'm not using the world around me, the purpose for which it was meant, I'm spiritually degrading the universe, the world in which, the context in which I operate, in whom shall I pass through. But if I can, every time, I can succeed in exercising self-control to be in charge of myself, but I'm deciding how to use and engage Olam Hazeh and the pleasures of Olam Hazeh in a discerning way, in a way that's driven by that which occurs Baruch Hu wants. If I'm in the driver's seat, then you back to Baruch, and then I thereby connect myself ever closer, ever more tightly to Ribono Shel Olam, and I'm making use of the world for higher purpose, and make use of the world to enable me to worship the service of Baruch Hu. And whom is not only am I growing, I'm developing, I cultivate myself religiously, spiritually, the entire world is raised through my proper choices. You have to realize that there's this incredibly powerful notion that the greatest that could happen to a thing, an object in this universe, is to enable an Eved Hashem to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he says that he makes reference to Aradanus. Perhaps the capitalistic concept came in Shirah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaigashi days, Gemara and Chagiga in the second parak. Much discussion there about Master Merkava, masturbations, different capitalistic concepts. Gemara says came in Shirah Kodesh Baruch Hu Orish Shiginazah of Tzadikim Samach. Kodesh Baruch Hu was satisfied, happy, so to speak, as the original light, the original energy of the first stages of Bria was tucked away for tzaddikim in the future. And then he gives a more terrestrial example of this idea as well. Cut up just a couple of weeks remaining. We in Avnei Amakos Shalakach Yaakov, the summer of Shalos, famous Gemara and Chulin, that we know from Lein Chumash. Gemara points out a subtle shift in the language of the Pesukim when Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep on Har Abayis and Har Moriah on his way out of Eretz Yisrael, head toward Beis Lava. And he goes to sleep. He says that he took the Avnei Makom, the stone, the Esmeresh himself. When he wakes up, the Chumash describes him as stones, but as stone, single stone. We're trying to figure out how come before he sleeps, they're described in the plural. He wakes up, they're described as a singular. So the Amor Rabbi Yitzchak suggested, in the Lamed, here we are in paragraph of Gimel, it means that they fuse into one. All the derech neis. The miracle occurred, of course, at night. He had gone to sleep with many stones around his head, and he woke up with a single piece. Why? Either literally or metaphorically, as though that each stone wanted to service the tzaddik. And as though each stone was saying, I want the side fed to be a meat. I want the side fed to be a meat. The only solution is all the stones to become one. And he's on it to collect them. But that gives expression to this idea. Either it means literally there was a mace occurred, or it's a Torah's way of expressing, the very least metaphorically, this idea. But either way, the concept is the same. The concept is that the greatest thing that can happen to a rock is to service Yaakov Avinu. Well, how takes this step further. And what he's saying is as much as Yaakov Avinu, could be you and you or I as well. The greatest thing that could happen to a rock, to a desk, to a car, to a bike, to a house, to a piece of meat, is to play a role in Avodas Hashem. We're unique. We have the Sheir Chashas. We human beings are a fusion of body and soul. We're a unique fusion of Guf and Neshama. We're a unique fusion of spiritual and physical parts. And we're unique in having the Sheir Chashas, like no other creature does. We have a unique degree of free will. We can choose to serve HaKadosh Baruch or not. No other part of the universe has that option. Every other part of the universe is waiting for you and I to put it at the service of HaKadosh Baruch. The greatest thing, I'm calling, that can happen to any physical piece of any physical aspect of this universe is to play a part in your Avodas Hashem, to play a part in my Avodas Hashem. That's remarkable. It says, recognize our power. Recognize, and as we open, this is another aspect, another application, another machkavina of this concept. You recognize that the tachlis habriyah overall was all connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pleasure, the greatest pleasure, next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you recognize more specifically the tachlis, the goal of this world, of Olam Hazeh, was to enable us to be challenged and to have opportunities to make good choices, to have opportunities to grow self-control, to dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That's the purpose of everything we see around us. Everything we see around us is designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate arena of challenge for us. The best thing we can do for that arena is to use it well. We could not only to recognize the great power of our good choices, it will spiritually enhance the entire unit and contrary to result, to recognize the great negative power of that choice, given to temptation, given to desire, given to distraction, with the grain of self, with the grain of the world without. Now we quote the Medrash that gives expression to this idea. In paragraph 3,000 in the Safari edition, the Medrash Kohelet. The Chazal makes this point in Medrash Rabbah Kohelet. The following line, the following line of the Medrash appears over the doorway of the stalactite, beautiful, gorgeous stalactite cave, not far from the Chemesh. And as you walk in, you'll find this line described over the door. What does the Medrash say? On the Pasuk of Eis Maaseh Elokim, Krauss is telling his reader to pay attention to what the Rav has created. The Medrash elaborates, B'shal Shabarak HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Adam HaRishon. That's a Kadosh Baruch created human being, created Adam HaRishon. The Tal of Echazir called Gimel Gan Eden takes the Adam on a tour of all of Gan Eden, shows them all the different trees. They say, look at this range, look at the scope, look at this diverse range of trees. It's an array of trees. Kama, le'e, ma'ata, kama, nama, shabakha. Look how beautiful this world is. Now that you see that, consider the fact, Kama Shabarasi, Shurukha Barasi. All this beauty that I created, all this grandeur that I created on Mazda, it's all for you. It's all for you and you. It's for adoration and for his descendants. And what that means, make sure, pay careful attention not to ruin this world. Not to ruin this world. Oh, and the entrance to the Slakta cave, they're tongue-in-cheek, trying to remind visitors not to be very careful not to touch Slakta stalagmite, not to ruin the beautiful natural formation. Amchal pointed out that the Medrash Rabbah is not speaking merely about physically ruining the world, but about spiritually degrading the world. Recognize it's all stuff, as I said before. We are the top of the Briah that gives us great power, gives us great responsibility. And now Amchal wraps up this idea, and then he's going to take it forward yet again. Kalal Shal Dava. Let's recap. Our ultimate purpose is not where we get to here. Career is a tool to advance greater goals. Our ultimate purpose is what we're going to create is Olam Haba. But, he says at the same time, recognize that does not devalue Olam Hazeh. It's the opposite. Matzav of Olam Hazeh, when saying Matzav of Olam Haba, Shuru Tachli Sal. Olam Hazeh is not the end of our life right here in this world, but the end of the story, it's not the goal, but it actually that much more valuable because it's a means, a far greater goal. And that notion, he points out, appears in several different images of Chazal used in different places. In the paragraph, Chazal, Kulam, Sigunachem. Different pictures, different images, but all the same idea. Medamin ha'olam hazeh, l'makom mizman ha'chana. Om ha'bat, l'makom ha'menucha, achilas ha'mukhan ka. Find different sources of Chazal. Compare this world, the place of preparation, to the next world, the place of enjoyment, relaxation, of making use and enjoying that which is laid and great and prepared. So, the one example of the Mishnah Pregavis that was mentioned earlier, Alma the Dome of Prozda, this world is the lobby, the next world is the ballroom, or Gemara Bodhazara, Ayoma Astrosam, Mafal Kabasaram, today do the mitzvah, it's in the language of the Pasuk. Do the mitzvah today, tomorrow, that time doing mitzvah, tomorrow means next stage of our lives, the Alma Ba, at the time for enjoying the Shar of it. Or Mishtar Shabbat, Yoch Shabbat, a Jew who prepped the Shalom to have Shabbat gets to enjoy on Shabbat, which is true literally in terms of Friday and Shabbat. It's also true as a metaphor for the Yom Shekul Shabbat, in relationship to our lives here and our lives in Alma Ba. And he points to another Kohelas Rabbah. This world is like the seashore, and the Olam is like the Yam. They travel to the port so you can get on the boat and get on the cruise. For Eilei Rabim of Zadeh, many, many more metaphors of this sort. And he says, it's not only that Chazal remind us time and again of the relationships in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And so the truth is, you look around the world, the experience and logic point us in the same direction. So the Tirat, here we are in paragraph you design. Tirat Eva Shekal Yuchal Shal Basech Bahamin. Shetachal Kriyat Admat Tav Ono Zeh. Truly, personally, logically, you got to assume that there's more to life than what we see in this world. Tirat Eva Adam Ba'om Azeh. How long is the person live? A couple of decades. Person is able to live many decades. Shiv Mishana, Shmonim Mishana. Amishu Shasameh Fashal Adam Mishal Azeh. How many people have a life of pure relaxation without bumps to the road? And what are bumps to the road? Picking up and lying test. The comment of a person's life is that rob them all of the oven is a positive. The comment is car the chabal and the chalk and the trigger. Life is full of complexity. Life is full of sometimes painful death. Pain. Medical issues. Things are on our minds. And when a person passes away, life is not forever. But how many people can live beyond 100, says Ramchal, and still be productive? And picking up, he says, number one, if what you see is what you get, if all there is to human existence is Alma Zeh, that's not a very appealing prospect. That's what the good God gave us, just Alma Zeh. It has wonderful parts. It has many difficult parts. Blood, as I'm saying in Lani Test, probably Neshama for it. We believe that we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu who endowed our bodies, connected up, fused our bodies with the soul. If it's all just about Alma Zeh, all you need is a gospel. By its article, there's a Shitsu Nibrafo Neshama called Kachashuva El Yona. If life was just about this physical context, well, we have such an extraordinary, exalted neshama, gedol yosem avlach matzor. Our spiritual path, he says, Ramchal, is greater than avlach matzor. And he says, so what do we need? It's hard to know why we have it. What's the purpose of the neshama if life is just what all about that? It's Kolshka in Ein ha-motza shum nachas ruach b'choy yugei zeh ha-olam. Certainly there. Neshama is enjoying the pleasures of this world. Yes, there's actually a third medr shnahas rabba. And she's seen three in the last few months. Nefesh lo simale. The neshama, Pascal says, is not satisfied by this world. Mashal ma'adav ha-domer. Medr rabba draws a following sketch. He wrote a shenasa basmach. And a common city person who married a prince. Now, how is he possible? Imagine that scene. And Yavim HaKamash of the Olam, the fellow's provincial. What he thinks is extraordinary. He's been the best coleslaw. A better chopped liver. His horizon, his aspect of what he thinks is extraordinary. Olam HaZeh. Im Chashuv Lakum. It doesn't mean anything to his senses. He bought the Melech. He took those. No matter what food this provincial husband of ours is going to bring, it all seems so coarse, it all seems so uninteresting, unappealing. Kacha nefesh. That neshama, that our body is interested in the pleasures of Almazah, which is not a bad thing, but recognize that our neshamas are not. It doesn't mean anything. It's offering, monopoly money. That is also, that neshama doesn't take pleasure in the pleasures of Almazah. Right, because the mission for the emphasis says that neshama isn't interested in Almazah per se. So then, why do we have a neshama? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu build us this unique fusion? And why are our lives full of complexity and challenges and rough bumps in the road? Why does it make sense? It says the beginning of understanding it. That was Chavezin, what it's supposed for today. But we're here with B'yasa Shal Olam. Again, if you're following along the Safari edition, this is section Chavez, section 22. B'yasa Shal Ha'adam Matov Olam Habahi. Our purpose is much greater than merely what we see before us in this world. That's how you have to start. This is a key ladder to the ultimate goal, so on Hava, which is far grander and far greater, far more satisfying. Okay, to accomplish in this world, I need to be a blend of physical and spiritual. And it's only with the neshama that I can then truly, profoundly absorb the unimaginable pleasure of Olam Haba. So Yidavar Nimasam Shemastar Olam Hazeh Adam Nev Nechem Nev. That's going to speak to Neshama like nothing else. Olam Haba. And Rav Chaim discusses elsewhere the way in which through Avos Hashem, even in this world, the Neshama plugs into the connection to that world that we have even in Olam Hazeh. And that way speaks to our grief as well. And that could be all the more true they get to Olam Haba. And he says, now we've developed this idea that life is far more, the Tachos, the Bria, this two-stage, the plan, as part of the blueprint, this two-phase approach. Olam Haba is critical as a means, critical means, far greater ends than Olam Haba. And that explains to us how immensely important our choices are in Olam Hazeh, ourselves and for all of Olam Hazeh. At the same time, we begin to make sense of the difficulties in Olam Hazeh. We begin to put them into perspective and realize the difficulties only are here, and there's more to the story than what we see. That's why we have neshama. That's why we often have masses bumps in the road. Sometimes life is full of difficulties. It begins to put into perspective once you realize this is only half of the story. It's going to pick up next time. And Ramchal is going to bring the first part to close by turning our attention from this philosophical discussion, this discussion of values and the first part of his plan, to begin to bring it towards practicality. So what does this mean for us practically? How are we going to approach life and mitzvahs? And that's going to set us up for paragraphs and on, begin to roll up our sleeves and talk about the different steps of the heroes of Jesus and so on and so forth. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad to take questions if there are.